Of Cinnamon by Nina Simone, ending this week's edition of Jazz Record Requests. It was presented by Alan Shipton.
The countdown to the BBC Proms has begun. It's just 2 months until the world's biggest music festival. From Daniel Barenboim to Sir Simon Rattle, Alison Balsam to Joshua Bell, we've got the greatest artists, composers and ensembles from around the globe in a two-month celebration of music. Every single concert will be broadcast live here on BBC Radio 3, but you can also join us in the Royal Albert Hall. Tickets are now available to buy. To find out how you can be there, go to the Radio 3 website. The BBC Proms, the world's greatest music festival, beginning on the 18th of July.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's Saturday, it's 6 o'clock. Time for us to welcome back Jazz Lineup with an edition of the programme recorded in front of an audience. It's presented by Julian Joseph.
Hello, welcome to Jazz Lineup as part of our regular series of concerts from King's Place in London. Tonight, I'm honoured to present music by bandleader, composer and saxophonist Ian Ballamy as part of his 50th birthday celebrations. A fitting musician to be celebrated during the BBC's May 2014 jazz season. Ian Ballamy was born on February the 20th, 1964, into a jazz-loving household in Guildford, Surrey. His musical education started on piano, but at 14 he heard the saxophone and his destiny was forged into the art of music. He progressed rapidly in the few short years to follow, and by the age of 16 and 17 was playing jazz with a maturity way beyond his age. He went on to make musical relationships from his involvement in a regular workshop band that evolved into the celebrated British big band Loose Tubes. Tonight we'll hear two sets featuring his acoustic quartet Anorak. On the second set, we'll hear the group augmented with some special guest musicians to make up Anorak XL. Plus, I'll also be talking to Ian a little later on. But right now, let's go straight to the music. Please welcome Anorak, featuring Gareth Williams on piano, Steve Watts on the double bass, Tim Giles on drums, and Ian Ballamy on tenor saxophone to perform tribute to Alan Skidmore's tribute to John Coltrane. This is Anorak. Thank you.
thanks for coming to my birthday party. It's really nice to see so many people here. It's lovely. We're going to play some of our favourite Anorak tunes tonight, second of which is dedicated to Dudley Moore, who was a fantastic jazz piano player, a thing that got overlooked rather a lot because of his success and his sort of tragic end. Anyway, so this tune is inspired by and about the life of Dudley Moore, who we all found very amusing and loved his music too. And it's called Convolution. Thank you. I just want to say a little bit about these incredible musicians, and I'm on a life journey with these musicians. We've been playing together for a very long time. Gareth Williams, I just think he's just the most fantastic jazz piano player, and I absolutely love playing with him. Gareth Williams on the piano. Steve Watts, now that's a different case. I mean, I love playing with Steve, but there's an element of moral responsibility involved where Steve's concerned, because when I first met him, he was studying classical double bass at the Guildhall of Music, and I introduced him to some life-changing and dangerous music, and he left immediately. And so I booked him for the last 20 or 30 years or whatever it is. So Steve Watts on bass is wonderful too. Steve Watts. Tim I met in about 1990 or so, when he was 11, and he came along to a jazz workshop in Colchester, and he looked like Edward VI, frankly. And now he looks like Henry VIII, but we still call him the Boy King. So Tim Giles, the Boy King on drums. And anyway, we like to play a tune. This is called Lavender Eyes, and it's about the way animals look at human beings when they want food, with love in their eyes, lavender eyes, or whatever you want to call it. So this is Lavender Eyes. Thank you. This has become a slight standard since it was written. It was part of an intended fruit salad suite that never got finished, and it's just out there on its own still. This tune's called Strawberries, and it was written at Guildford Lido in 1986. Thank you. This is a lovely Irish song. I'm not aware anyone else has played this, but it's sort of sentimental, really. You don't hear it very much. It's called Molly Malone, Cockles and Muscles. Anyone know that? And now I'm 50, I can play anything I like because I just don't care. It's great. Anyway, this is a lovely song. I just think it's great. Thank you.
a beautifully reimagined classic version of the tune Cockles and Muscles from Anorak, the quartet led by tenor saxophonist Ian Ballamy. Gareth Williams is on piano, Steve Watts is on double bass, and a very smart Tim Giles on the drums. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from King's Place, London, with a special 50th birthday celebration featuring the music of saxophonist Ian Ballamy. We just heard a set from his ensemble Anorak, and shortly we'll be hearing Anorak XL, featuring some very special guest musicians. Before that, I'm pleased to say Ian joins me for a quick chat. Welcome, Ian.
Thank you.
One of the things I notice about the group, and actually all the groups that you have, is that there's a great empathy between all of you. You mentioned life journey. Just talk a little bit about what this life journey is as a musician.
I think it's growing older and growing to know the musicians you play with better and sticking with it. And over the years, we've had so many experiences. We've played, I've played with Tim in Copenhagen and I played with him in Senegal. We opened up for Joe Zawinul. Steve Watts was there as well. And it's just all goes into the points of reference and experiences that we've had together. So I think you can develop an empathy with the band rather than just having a project every 5 minutes, to tick the boxes. What is a little difficult is that projects are what a lot of people want, but keeping a band together is actually really hard. So it's something you have to do for the love of it.
One of the main features about you that probably not many people know, or maybe some people do know, is that you're a very nurturing person. You meet musicians and you nurture them, whether they work with you or they don't work with you. This is something that that you do regularly. And
well, it works both ways. That I didn't study at music college myself. Mm-hmm. Now I find myself in at Royal Academy, where all these wonderful players have come through at different times. Actually, the three horn players on my left here. And I learn literally as much being in there working and teaching with them as I give to them. So it's a really fair exchange as far as I'm concerned. I think of it as doing music with them rather than teaching them. I'm learning and we're doing music together. And that's the energy that I get from these younger players and the standard that they are is just quite incredible. So I get it's a shot in the arm for me.
What can we expect with Anorak XL?
Well, I've always wanted to do a bigger version of Anorak, and as you can see where this is going, and one day there's going to be an XXL, which will be the big band. In the bigger music, you can hear more of the harmony when it's orchestrated, and there's a chance for people to bring different flavour to the music. So, ask me afterwards.
Who are the additions?
We've got Kieran McLeod on trombone, who's a wonderful, wonderful trombonist I met at Royal Academy. Nathaniel Facey's playing alto, and I've been so proud and amazed to watch him develop from a really keen 17-year-old to just a fantastic, really convincing, really committed player that he is now. And old friends, new friends, Freddie Gavita, I never met until yesterday. Just everyone told me this guy is amazing. And he walked in the room and he was sort of relaxed and cracking some jokes and made everybody feel at ease and played fantastically with a beautiful sound. And I'm just really thrilled to have made a new friend in the last 2 days. So,
talking big bands, I was asked to ask you about Loose Tube's reunion. Is that on the cards?
Very. we're going to be 21 of us are going to be crammed into a room big enough for 10 in Hackney. And we're going to be practicing new commissioned music for Loose Tubes and resurrecting some of the old favourite charts. 30 years since the band formed. And we're doing Brecon Festival in August. So it's just going to be absolutely incredible. If you haven't seen it before, get down. We're all a bit grey around the whiskers now, but it's just going to be amazing. It's just going to be wonderful to be back and make music with them again.
One of the compositions coming up with XL, or Anorak XL, is What's in a Name. Now, the way you choose your titles is very amusing, because there's often a double entendre. Just tell us a little bit about your name choosing and why and what that's about.
Well, I always thought tunes that were called Opus 1 Part 2 or something like that are a little bit uninviting. I try to think musicians, without compromising themselves musically and dumbing down, should understand that, you know, we're all here together, we're all in this situation together, and for something really great to happen, it's not us here and you down there, it's got to be a collective vibe, and anything that you can do to sort of give the imagination of the listener a chance to make their own story with the music or to try and understand where you're coming from, I think it's a good thing. And it's just truthful, really. It just explains part of the process of making the music and what you choose to celebrate with it, you know.
Well, thank you, Ian. What are we going to hear first?
This is called One for Gary. Gary, who used to be the organic veg seller at Borough Market, who was a lovely, wonderful chap, and he died, but I wanted to remember him with this song, so this is for him.
Thanks, Ian. Ian Ballamy, ladies and gentlemen. So, please welcome back Anorak. Gareth Williams is on piano. Steve Watts is on double bass. Tim Giles is on drums. Ian Ballamy is leading on the tenor saxophone. The group will be a few sizes larger for this second set to become Anorak XL, featuring Nathaniel Facey on alto saxophone, Kieran McLeod on trombone, and Freddie Gavita on the trumpet. The band start with the composition One for Gary. Anorak XL.
Thank you.
This was written in a room in Great Ormond Street opposite the Children's Hospital. And there's like one door that sick kids are going in and another door which fixed ones are coming out. It's really nice. And this tune is called On the Mend and it was written there.
Thank you.
We'd like to play this tune. Is called What's in a Name. It's what the Americans call a contrafact. Well, it sort of is. Anyway, the contrafact is where you write another tune over an existing set of chords and then pretend it's your own. I'm not going to tell you what the tune started life as, but it doesn't sound much like this anymore. But that's why the title's called that. What's in a Name? Sue me. Thank you. Thank you. It's been such a pleasure. We have one more piece. The title of this, it comes from one of those random things that you see. A friend of ours was walking down the street, and there's a sign, like a sandwich board in the sign in the street, and it just said, Lobster Upgrade Mondays. And no other information at all. So it had to be a tune, didn't it? It just had to. So this is called Lobster Upgrade Mondays.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Anorak XL and the unlikely title Lobster Upgrade Mondays, featuring Freddie Gravita on the trumpet, the great Nathaniel Facey on alto saxophone taking the solo there, Kieran McLeod on the trombone, Gareth Williams also soloing on piano, Steve Watts on the bass, and Tim Giles taking a drum solo there towards the end. And that was led by the great Mr. Ian Ballamy on tenor saxophone. Yes, the sensitive, varied, and energetic sound of one of Britain's defining contemporary saxophonists, composer and band leader Ian Ballamy, and the augmented version of his quartet into the septet Anorak XL, with shades of the Messengers in there. It felt that way. Lots of energy. Beautiful, guys. Anyway, that's it for this week, but it's jazz season on the BBC in May with jazz on television and radio. There's a documentary on the great Nat King Cole, a program called Jazz Musicians in Their Own Words. There's a feature called Jazz 625 at the BBC, all on BBC Four. And there's plenty more jazz across the airwaves on BBC Radio, with shows on Radio 2, 4, 6 Music, and also on BBC Radio 3. Check out Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. This week, Jez has the Ambrose Akinmusure Quintet recorded at Cheltenham. And on next week's jazz lineup, Claire Martin and I have music from the very first BBC Young Musician Jazz Award, held recently at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff. The full show will be broadcast on the 23rd of May on BBC Four. For now, until next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
And that ends this week's jazz lineup, recorded at King's Place in London. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. For more information about jazz lineup, go to the programme page via the Radio 3 website.
The countdown to the BBC Proms has begun. It's just 2 months until the world's biggest music festival. From Daniel Barenboim to Sir Simon Rattle, Alison Balsam to Joshua Bell, we've got the greatest artists, composers and ensembles from around the globe in a 2-month celebration of music. Every single concert will be broadcast live here on BBC Radio 3, but you can also join us in the Royal Albert Hall. Tickets are now available to buy. To find out how you can be there, go to the Radio 3 website. The BBC Proms, the world's greatest music festival, beginning on the 18th of July.
Well, the time now is 7:30 and it's time for Radio 3 Live in Concert from St John's Smith Square, and it's introduced by Ian Skelly.
Yes, hello, thank you, Jill. Welcome to Westminster and to St John's, one of the main venues of the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music, which launched last night. Day two continues with the orchestra that began as a Polish group, Arte Dei Suonatori, and their director, Aureliusz Galinski. They're joined tonight by the violinist that they've worked with many times since they formed, Rachel Podger. Well, their concert is very much in keeping with the major theme of this year's festival, the 300th anniversary of the arrival of the Hanoverians in Britain. And tonight, the year is very definitely 1714. That's the year the Elector of Hanover became King George I. Well, their concert actually begins here at St John's in about 15 minutes' time. Extensive tuning is going on at the moment, as you can probably hear in the background. So by way of a prelude, let me set the scene by featuring music by someone who stayed resolutely put in Germany when the Hanoverian court moved across the Channel, Johann Sebastian Bach. Little known beyond his own region, really, at the time, and even then, just as an organist and organ technician. This music started out life as music for organ. It was one of a set of exercises Bach probably put together for his eldest son, Wilhelm Friedemann, who eventually became organist in Dresden. It's a trio sonata in C, in an arrangement for lute and harpsichord. The lute here is played by Julian Bream, and George Malcolm is at the harpsichord.